Last time, Eris came to me looking for answers. Here, I thought it was about the cart, but it looks like this city is changing. Eris tells me it's now a vampire city. I cannot combat that. I can, however, turn him towards his answers, and hopefully not his death. It seems not only a vampire is up on that castle, but people from his past. One is a lost party member. They hold their trust in her and were taken down and captured. Now in a Yuan-Ti prison, let's hope the rain doesn't dry up.
Hello. Hello there. Welcome. We are a collective of people that have called themselves Beyond First Level to record our Dungeons & Dragons game. And we're happy that you're joining us for this recording of episode 55.
Woo!
I am a Dungeon Master. My name is David, but I don't really matter. Who do matter are the people that are sitting on the other side of the table. They will introduce themselves. They will say their name, their player's name. They are the player, so they will say their name. They will say their character's name. There we go, that's the word. They will say their class, race, level, whatever. I don't know, whatever they want to really think that you guys want to know about them. And then they will answer a question. Last week's question was very simple, Coke or Pepsi. This week's question, very simple, iPhone or Android?
My name is Will.
This is your character, not what phone you have.
Oh, well.
It's going to reflect the same thing.
Exactly, actually. My name is Will Denler. I play the human Riki Yukiri, who is a warlock, hexblade, warrior. He would definitely have an iPhone.
Yeah?
Yes. Because he's not a piece of garbage.
Oh.
Oh!
I want to see that Android hate in the chat.
Yep. That's what we need. We got to stir the pot.
I am Cesar Garcia. I play Eris Bimera, a Samira Paladin. And I honestly, I hate to say it, but I think Eris would be a social justice warrior. I don't know what Samsung's practices are, but without the sweatshops in China, he would avoid iPods completely. Because he's not a piece of shit.
iPods? Sure.
iPods, iPhones, Apple.
Sure. So you wouldn't go with iPhones.
But I don't know anything about, yeah.
I assume with Android, it's literally iPhone or any other phone is Android.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
Samsung or anything. It doesn't matter the different LG, like all, those are Androids.
Yeah.
If it's not an iPhone, it's an Android. So you have a lot more options with Androids. Yeah, I'm sure you could find one that wouldn't be a dick.
Yeah. It's like American made or even European
made.
Ethical. Yeah. If you're a CEO of one of these companies, I wasn't trying to call you a dick, but why are you listening to a shitty podcast?
Give me some of your money. On to me.
That being said, I do have an iPhone.
Never mind.
Sorry.
Back to Cesar. I am Kelly O'Brien. I play Ishii, who is a fighter barbarian and an earth genasi, or however you want to say words. He would probably have an android because he's an idiot.
And do you have an iPhone?
No, he would probably have an iPhone because they're easier to use and he's an idiot.
That's why.
Okay. I saw him when I asked the iPhone Android question. I saw him smile to himself like he was like, I already have my answer.
I
was prepared for him to go, I'd have a beeper.
A pager?
He might have a pager.
No, like I would say, Ishii. I thought that's what he was about to say. Like, Ishii, have a pager.
I gotta find a payphone.
So if you don't know what a pager is, go look it up.
You're too young. All right, next, last, not least.
Ooh, my name is Samantha. I play Nadia Lachlan, a Yuan-Ti rogue arcane trickster. Ooh, this is a toughie because I don't want to pull what I did last week, but I feel like I would pull what I did last week and say like. She wouldn't have a phone because Yuan-Ti wouldn't have phones because they're all about nature.
Okay, boomer.
But like, okay, there also aren't actually phones in D&D, so.
I would say there would be phones in this world. Like, that's what I'm saying. And like, if there are phones in this world, like, I would say the Yuan-Ti probably would use phones.
No, actually, I have a better answer. She would have both. Oh, she's a spy.
She'd probably have just like burners.
Yeah, honestly, yeah, no, that's what prepaid. She'd have.
Burner androids.
Nokias.
Nokias.
I mean, that'd also give you another bludgeoning weapon just to throw at people.
Car bomb.
Yeah. Put it in a sock.
It's a D6, man. Nokias.
Depends on the height.
Yeah, count. No, she'd have more than one phone. She would have a bunch of phones.
Gotcha. For anybody listening, we don't do Sam as the last person every time because she's a girl. We do it because I do it in their reign order for Riku, Eris, Ishii, and then Nadia. So it's both reign every time they go.
We also just happen to sit in that order in the table.
Also, yeah. We put her in her place.
Also that. And also, you guys sit in the same order. So
I'll let you rot in this dungeon.
She might.
Cesar.
She might still.
That was Cesar. Don't blame her.
Cesar is sexist. I'm really not.
Says the sexist guy.
I don't have any updates or anything. The only guest update I will have is we are going to be doing stuff today that I know I want to finish. It's hard to set up maybe if things go the way that I think they're going. So I don't want to have to set it up next week again and then things are wrong or things have changed. So we're going to bust through this whole thing. If it ends up being like a 2-hour episode, sweet. If it ends up being a 4-hour episode, I will just post it as two different episodes. But the second part of this episode wouldn't have an introduction. I'm not going to like
pause. It'll just be part two.
It'll just be part two and it'll pick up right where we leave off. And we'll just see how it goes. But that's all I wanted to say about it. As a recap, I didn't actually write an official one that I've been reading every time. I apparently forgot about that part. So,
it's a BP episode, too much to think about.
As a makeshift recap, the Reign had been on their journey to find their captured companion, Nadia, last they saw on the Elemental Plains. They ended up coming up with a plan that, well, if the kingdom thinks we're criminals, let's go ask other criminals for help in the city of Thernbadur. To maybe get some allies there. They go there and find out that it's now named Reapermoor. The DM changed because y'all couldn't pronounce it. Mainly Cesar. I thought it made sense.
Thernbadur.
I can pronounce it. It was just funny.
It was funny too, yeah. And found out there was a 3-way turf war going on. So they found an inn to the city with a cart full of supplies. They were going to give it to one of the leaders or the lords to try to give them the power. Things went awry and they ended up having to help a vampire with their plans. They ended up going to a castle up on the top of the hill that the vampire wanted to make his own and found Nadia already up there waiting for them. So with Rahas, they're pretty big bad evil guy of the campaign so far, and he captured them, took them to the Usta jungle, and they are currently passed out in jail cells in a Yuan-Ti prison,
barely alive,
one health, 8 health, and they're unconscious right now, long resting for the most part. Nothing interrupts them, and Nadia Sasasha is out and about. She just took the keys off the guard and she is that's where we're actually going to pick back up,
living her best life, you know?
So let's go beyond first level and play. Woo. So Nadia, that's
you in the jail. So I never found out how you want to mate.
Well, just like why, you're passed out. Shh. So Sasha, you are currently in possession of a ring full of keys that you had picked off the guard without a second thought and without him noticing and being none the wiser. The three of them are passed out in jail cells, and Rahas, before he left, stated that one of the guards should go get one of the torturers to rip out their vocal cords so they couldn't speak. Part of the plan of capturing these people would definitely go awry if all of them are being like, that guy's bad. So he's like, let's make sure that doesn't happen. He said that would probably happen later tonight, or, you know, it's still 2 a.m., 3 a.m. right now. Mm-hmm. So he said that would, you know, probably happen later tonight. So What are you going to do while you wait for them to full or long rest? Or you can wake them up and get them out. Or...
I would know.
Where's Nadia picking up? So Sasha picking up.
I would know what was directly above the exit to the dungeons. Because the dungeons are underground. Mm-hmm. So when you go up the steps, well, what I know is right.
When you go up the steps.
The exit.
When you go up the steps, I mean, you're not going up the steps now, but up top, you are in the Usa jungle in the middle of the city that is surrounded by the jungle and trees and all this and all that. There are plenty of trees that are like within the city. It's not like they've carved out this area. And like, so trees are spread out in the middle of the city. But right above this dungeon that you were in, because you have been in here once before when you came in here initially, this is the same one. Right above, you had the training grounds. Okay. And the training grounds and stuff were right across from you.
Basically, does it come out into a very busy area?
No.
Or is there like a... any sort of structure right above it, or does it just come up and then lead into like pathways and then into the city and stuff?
It's not a very busy little intersection there you're at. You walk from the tunnel and you remember, because I mean there was a lot of construction still going on. They were building things up and all of that. So there is a lot of stone and piles of stone and supplies in different places. Like they're rebuilding some of their more disintegrated pyramids and things like that. Just across from basically right where you're at is just these training grounds. I think they put the prison right next to the training grounds, and the fact that like if people were to ever like get out or do anything like that, like that's where a lot of Yuan-Ti normally are. Currently right now the training grounds are empty.
It's
2 a.m. and granted they don't have like a curfew in the city, but it's, I mean, this city runs like a normal city.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Except just the snake people.
I would come up out of the dungeon and sit in a discreet place where I wouldn't draw attention to myself, but also wouldn't be like, why is she sitting over there? Somebody did see me.
Sure.
You
go outside and the streets are pretty empty right now. You see a couple of slaves doing things. They're taking supplies one way to another or something like that. They're making sure to not make eye contact with you. You can tell that they have their heads down and they're doing what they're supposed to be doing. Things like that. No Yuan-Ti are with these slaves that are walking. And you know that for the sheer fact of they're in the middle of the jungle, that if the slaves do run, they probably won't last long in the jungle on their own. So the slaves know that I'm surviving because I'm here and they can feed me here.
Would I have an idea of a rough estimate of the slave population?
The slave population?
In the city?
I would say roll an intelligence.
Okay.
Or a history. Go ahead and roll history.
They're both +3.
Okay.
18.
You know that before you left, because, I mean, you had been gone for a while and things like that, the slave population to Yuan-Ti was probably 3 slaves per 1 Yuan-Ti.
Okay.
But now, just seeing the sheer volume of things and how they're going and all this, you would probably say that there might honestly be 10 slaves per 1 Yuan-Ti. There is more slaves here than Yuan-Ti. But they have no power.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've been broken.
So I would say I take the time and the materials to do the ritual and recast my familiar into a spider.
Okay.
So I would just sit there, and as long as nothing alarmed me or anything, I would turn my raven into a little spider in my hand. And then I would send my spider crawling down into the dungeon.
To where the rain are?
Yes.
Okay.
And like chill up on a wall or a ceiling somewhere that they could the spider.
So inside of that doorway to where like
yeah.
they can see the rain, sure.
But hopefully unnoticed by the pit master that's down there.
Sure. Roll stealth for it.
Real quick. We are currently in a long rest or
yeah.
whatever form of that. Since we're technically unconscious, I can't prepare my spells or anything, right?
Not right now.
Not right now. That's what I thought.
20.
20! Sorry, missed it.
No, you're fine. I was waiting. It's all good. So natural 20 on myself for my spider.
Okay.
I get to also prepare two new spells.
20? Even though it's my spider?
Yeah, you still get the 20. You roll for the spider. That's a question.
That's
basically yeah.
Ew.
That's like the only thing with guard scene spider that's familiar. Like, they're just like, yeah, they step on it.
Have you seen Into the Spider-Verse?
Did you end up rolling the health for
it? He gets bit and just flicks it off.
I'll roll it now.
Just so we know what it had.
One hit point.
So it has one.
Yeah. It's usually gonna be one hit point.
But... yeah.
Well, it could be four.
It could be three.
It could be three. 4-1, so 3 is the highest.
A D4-1.
So then is everything the same? Guards just chilling there, they're just
yeah
sleeping.
I mean it after you left it kind of it did sit down he did sit down on the a chair that is in there and he's just kind of minding his own watching them of just
they're unconscious
right now, so you can bet that like he's not like I mean like you can't like talk to them or even like torture them a little bit because they're like fucking passed out
half dead
yeah.
Then I
Rahas did put fear in him like these do not over torture them and
yeah.
like so he's just like I'm just not
so I'm gonna err on that side and like basically every so often I'm just gonna like blink into my spider's eyes just to make sure everything's still the same and as long as everything's fine I would, try to let them rest. How far is the Spion's Knot headquarters from where I am?
Probably a good, I mean, on the it's hidden underneath Carottalus's temple.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Okay, that, I mean, that makes sense.
So it is... I mean, from here, it's probably, I mean, only like 15, 10 minutes walk away. But it is, it's, you know that it's underneath his temple.
I guess I would just chill somewhere inconspicuous in the city, like right close to the entrance to the dungeons.
Okay.
And I wouldn't go to sleep. But I would just keep an eye on things and let's say, I'm going to wait 2 hours. Does anything happen in 2 hours?
Within 2 hours, no.
Okay. Do I know...
After 2 hours, though, the three of you become conscious again. You are rested enough that you can wake up. From your haze of a unconsciousness.
From like a coma.
And you three find yourself in three different cells, handcuffs on. Eris and Riku handcuffs are glowing a arcane of arcane energy.
Smell bacon. You guys smell it?
What's up, assholes?
They're not all in the same cell, though, are they?
No.
Sure. But is it just bars in between them?
Yeah.
So they can see
okay,
each other.
Cool.
It's
not like stone
no,
walls.
There are walls in between each other, but how like they're even set up, like I mean
oh, they can see across.
They can see across if they are like up against like the bars and stuff, like they can
gotcha.
See.
Gotcha. I didn't
other.
Look at the map. I didn't notice it was there.
I did put a map of them just while they're sleeping.
Laying down?
Yep, while they're sleeping.
Cool.
Well, oh, I'm the bacon. I smell like bacon.
Would I, I guess, since I'm like
your spider very sees
periodically
them.
Bleeding.
Yeah, there's your spider bleeding. Sees them.
Peeking.
Start to stir and sit up and kind of look around where you're at. Realize there's handcuffs on them and see that Eris is there. Last time you saw him, he was not near you guys.
That's a good point.
That's why I said, hey guys.
How'd you get here?
I decided. Let out a yawn.
Yeah, Eris is just asleep. Yeah. Not. Hurt knocked out.
Yeah, I was asleep.
I put him under the sleep spell.
Yeah, Eris is just asleep. You guys were like, fuck.
I got electrocuted. That's why I smell like bacon.
Yeah, you guys got fried, yeah.
Yeah, I came back for you guys, and I wasn't that was Nadia, right? We didn't just get tricked.
I think so.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe it was her.
Could also not be.
I went to Warren Crush about Daedric, and then went up to...
That's just the guard.
Yeah. No. There's a guy there.
I'm like, who the fuck is that?
I went to
He's
help
running
you
towards us.
I was like, what?
Hey, no talking.
It's just the mini.
Yeah, he is literally sprinting.
Yeah.
Oh. That's a bigger It still looks like it's sprinting, but like slithering.
That's fine.
Very fast. That's fine. Anyway, I came back for you guys, and was not expecting Nadia. What happened to Daedric?
He was a bitch.
Rahas teleported him somewhere.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, he's gone.
Nadia said that Roth uses a pearl within his armor on his chest. That's what gives him power. We were trying to aim for that when we fought, but it didn't work very well.
Damn it.
So what's up?
Am I within 120 feet if I'm standing at the entrance?
How you doing, Mr. Guard guy? Listening to us?
He is listening to you.
Okay. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, you guys are
just outed.
Well, I don't think he knows what new Nadia is.
Maybe. Maybe.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, now that
he is standing over there. I whispered.
I don't think you did.
You didn't say that beforehand. You absolutely didn't.
Whatever. Sorry. I wasn't even thinking about
Hopefully
it.
Hopefully they don't know that you go by Nadia.
If I'm standing at the entrance going down,
yeah.
Am I within 120 feet of them?
You would have to go down a couple of the stairs, be about halfway down the stairs to be 120 feet.
Could the guard see me if I was halfway down the stairs?
No.
Okay. I will do that. Stealth check?
Yeah. Yeah.
15.
I see you.
15. Okay. You are stealth down in the stairwell.
So I will go down and then I will message all of them. Like it'll just be like a same message, bam, 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 to all three of them.
Okay.
And I'll say.
And say.
Just out of curiosity, does the arcane locks, do they block all spells from us using any spells coming from us?
Yeah. You can't cast any magic right now.
But, okay, so what?
Never mind. Who needs magic?
And I will say,
Says the guy who can mold earth.
I've been watching through my familiar. I saw you guys woke up. Can you fight?
I don't know.
Who are you talking to?
You're still at one.
Okay. No.
Okay.
Yeah, because you only talk at one at a time, right?
I sent that. I was like, I said that to Ishii. Then I said that to Riku. And then I said that to you. So I did it to all three of you. But it was like lag 5 seconds each time. So you can all respond.
No.
No.
No. No.
Again, I'll simultaneously send this to the three of you with lag.
The Pitmaster will stand up and head over here in the middle of the three of you as you guys have started talking and this and that.
Well, 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 look who is up. What are you guys talking about over here?
Nothing. How are you doing?
Could have swore I heard some names being brought up. Seems that your friend...
You can't do air quotes because his hands are a bunch of snakes.
Yes, the hands.
Yeah.
Like,
maybe he brings up the snakes and the snakes do the little eyebrow raise. Like,
is it a human head or a snake head that he has?
He has a human head.
And then his arms are just a bunch of groups of snakes.
That's literally that guy.
It's gross.
That's a hard life, bud.
It's a pit master.
How does he wipe his butt?
I think it'd be easier to wipe his butt.
Lick. But they
can't. It was not talking about that, but.
Oh, no.
I don't want to play anymore. Can you quickly switch the races now?
Oh, God.
I don't want to play with you, Auntie.
No.
Fuck that.
Okay. Moving on.
Maybe he just has a bidet. Okay. Moving on.
Can't even think about anything now.
You are from a friend that's betraying you. You fleshwalkers are so easily duped.
Does look that way.
At least we have thumbs.
Whew. He's right.
Wiggle your thumbs in the air.
Alright, I do that.
Yes. Enjoy your thumbs behind a cage.
Cajun, stop me. I'll walk right out of this cage.
I bite my thumb at him.
Go ahead.
What's the floor made out of?
Stone. Floor is made out of stone.
Not now. Even if you could. I don't think you should.
Right now. Yeah.
So Riku gives you a look of like...
Yeah, no. I shake my head at you.
So the floor, like the dust on the floor, starts like swirl around, and then I see Riku, and it stops.
Never.
I just wanted to write a little message to him in the ground.
He looks at you and just,
that's what I thought.
Well, you can't get into this cage either, because your daddy told you not to.
I mean, you were unconscious for that.
Gather it from me. I mean, I'm still alive.
Right.
He has a passive 15, so he heard it in sleep.
I have a passive 16.
Right.
Well, don't you worry. We'll be coming in your cages soon enough and have a little surgery plan for the three of you.
Ooh. I just had surgery like a week ago.
Don't remind me.
You enjoy your time in there. You won't be in there for too long.
Sweet.
He kind of like walks around to all of you and just kind of, as he gets close to the cage, like some of the snakes like whip out at you, but it's more of like just a fear tactic. They're not coming. Like
a flinch, like.
Yeah, they're not gonna hit you because you know like he's not supposed to.
Right.
But he just kind of laughs and
fleshwalkers are so easily amused.
I wanna do that thing that you always see in prison movies when like the guy's walking through and then one of the guys in one of the cells is like I wanna do that to him.
I wanna do that to him.
You'll get what's coming to you, especially you.
He looks at Ishii.
While the pitmaster is talking to them, I'm gonna have my spider crawl back to me while he's distracted. And would my spider be able to carry keys?
That key ring, probably not. Key, maybe. Do you know which one? No.
I can't even roll for it.
What kind of spider are we talking about here?
You can certainly try.
Like, I know, I feel like, if it's a tarantula, maybe one key.
Yeah,
maybe
it's a tarantula.
It's a tarantula.
Okay. Yeah, it's not like a little fucking like tiny ass.
Just a jumping spider. It's just a ball of keys jumping.
Is it just straight intelligence?
Insight, I guess.
Insight?
Yeah.
I can see that.
Okay.
There's what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 cells. Handcuffs. There's probably like 20 keys on that ring.
One key just says like jail cell.
Master.
I don't think I'm going to get it, yeah. But I want to see. No, I'm not going to get it. It's a 6.
Looking at the keys and this and that, like, you know that all keys are 2 different cells. You know that they're 2 the handcuffs as well. You could certainly just pick one. You could just pick one out of 20 and take it off and give it to him. The attempt is there, but
okay,
you'd have no way of knowing.
I mean, we can always try and then just flick it to them and try and then flick it. But then we lose the key, maybe.
Well, the spider gets stepped on.
So then once the guards finish talking to them and they go, he goes back to like his post, I would message the 3 of them again and say, I have the keys to unlock the handcuffs in the cells, but I'm not sure which key goes to which cell. There also should be 2 other guards coming. They want to make it so you can't tell anyone the information that you know. That can't happen. I don't know if there's a way to get you out now if you can't fight, but I don't know how long we have until they come. We could sit and wait it out, or I can try to take him on, but I don't know if I can take that guy on by myself.
Where are our supplies?
What type of supplies?
Everything. I'm assuming we have
nothing. Everything. Yeah, I'm assuming.
Yeah, you guys have
I
nothing.
Don't have, yeah, I don't have
my sword. Caesar has less of nothing because he left most of it at the city anyway.
I have paper bombs. You can stick him a couple times when he's not noticing and walk away and blow him up and then run in and try to get a good sneak attack in. Or
you can just throw a whole stick of dynamite.
Or you can throw it down. Yeah, I mean, we have means to fight and give advantage, but then it will be loud.
Yes.
But we also need to sleep.
Would I know where prisoners' things are kept?
As you were leaving, I mean, it was on the other side of the wall. Like, it was right here.
Okay.
Inside. Yeah, like, as soon as, like, they dumped them, they just took all the stuff off, and they just kind of threw it over here, because they were just like, well, we don't want to carry it right now.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
Yeah. So I guess I'll say back, regardless, we need to sleep. We're in no condition to run or fight or do anything.
Ishii, Eris, you're not hearing that.
That's fine.
But I'm just kind of, like, waiting for my turn to, like... A plan to pass on or something.
Yeah,
the
you
message.
Heard my initial message though. Yeah.
I'm gonna lay back down.
So since he kind of walks away and he's just like, God, I wish I could torture this flesh walker.
I'm done screwing
and you're just
with
like,
this guy.
Oh,
so now I'm about to
this guy's not gonna touch us. Fuck it.
Yeah.
I will then also message them and say, if you see a large spider on the wall, that's my familiar.
That's my friend. Don't squish. No squishy.
I'll be on the lookout.
Go back down. I guess we're going to try a long rest.
I do say the stuff about the pouches and the paper bombs in case you...
I try to poop out the key I swallowed. No, I didn't.
I guess I see them lay down. I go lay down too, since no one told me anything.
I'm going to have a lay down.
I mean, when she sent her last message, I thought she was going to send it to all of you.
I did.
Oh, never mind then. Okay.
The spider thing went to all of you.
Do our rooms have beds?
Hey, at the most.
That's good.
Would I know where the torture guy, I forget his name. But doesn't really matter.
Grass?
Would I know where he usually is or works or... how long it would take to go there and get him and come back, or
probably a good like 2 to 3 hours. Like, you guys have like a lot of different, you're in the main city of Kalesma, but you know there are like outskirting towns, places and, yeah, and things like that that are within the jungle still. Mm-hmm. And you know that the most likely place, and he could not be there, but as the guy even said, like, it'll take a minute for him to, you know, to get here, and if he's not busy and stuff like that, yeah, he's probably a good 2 to 3 hours away.
But it's been 2 hours.
It's been 2 hours now, yeah, at night. But he did say, like, you know, we'll probably be back at night the next day.
The next night? Not this,
yeah,
night?
Like, it's 2 a.m. right now. And they said they'd probably get back at, like, 7 or 8 p.m. the next day.
Night. Oh, I thought you meant this night. Like, we'll be back tonight.
No.
Like, at 6 in the morning. Like, you no. Know. Okay. Okay. That makes me...
So we can totes get a full rest in.
Try.
We can totes try to have enough time, mm-hmm, to get a full rest in before that guy comes back. Mm-hmm. I kind of thought that's what...
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, that's fine.
No, I thought what you thought, that he was going to be back in like two hours or something.
I guess I will stay...
You're the only one that put your name on the bottom of your mini.
I will stay in the stairwell since I know they're awake now. And I will send my spider up to the entrance to be on lookout around.
Okay, so he's going outside.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Roll stealth again, I guess.
For the spidey?
Ooh, that's okay. Also, I want to prepare my spells before I go to bed.
Oh, I got a 1, so that's okay. There you go.
Prepare my spells before I go to bed.
Sure.
Cool. Even though I'm just like, do I even feel power? I don't know if I feel power.
You don't.
No.
I have the power.
Yes, that's what I get for not taking the first roll. I didn't look at it, though.
Guys, I get to prepare 2 new spells now.
Nice.
Well, at least I can use. So Spider is out there currently just
chilling,
making a web, like making a big old web.
He has web sense.
A big old web.
And you can constantly, like, you know, still look into him. Where are you? What are you doing?
I stayed in the stairwell right where I was.
Okay.
So I can still be in range of message.
Okay.
And, like, make sure that guy doesn't leave and no one else comes in.
Sure.
But, like, also my spider's up there so we can see if there's anybody coming.
Sure.
And I'll be just bouncing back and forth through vision.
So about 4 hours go by, you can see the sun start to come in. And at that point, with your spider's web's starting to look really nice. But also when you go into its vision, you can see, you know, more people are starting to come out and move about and move around. You can see a Yuan-Ti person starting to head and come towards this dungeon, starting to come towards the prison.
Okay, I would come up and out of the steps before
okay.
I got too close. Like, as soon as I saw detective somebody coming somebody that direction.
All right, go ahead and roll stealth for yourself.
19.
Cool.
And I would poof my spider to me.
I was so proud of its web. You just took it away.
The web's still there.
Yeah, but you just took it away from it. It was half finished. It'll live unfinished.
And then I'll like give him a little script and then send him going down.
Okay.
So he'll like walk along the ceiling, like going down into the dungeon.
Okay. Roll stealth for him as well then.
14.
All right. So it goes back in there. You watch as a mind whisperer comes down.
The race?
Huh?
The sub-race?
Yeah, Yuan-Ti mind whisperer. The one that had left earlier. Not the one that had left earlier, but looks like the one that had left earlier. comes down. And they have a you can hear stuff from your spider as well, or would you only be able to see?
No, I get vision and hearing. So I lose my vision and hearing when I'm looking through my spider.
Okay.
But I gain its vision and hearing.
Okay. You two are knocked out, and they start talking in Abyssal, but I don't think any of you know Abyssal anyway. Mm-hmm. But your spider hears a conversation between them.
I'm here to relieve you. Have these flesh walkers caused any problems? No, not currently, but they seem to be important for some reason. Rahas wants to make a big show from them. Yes, these are the Rain, the ones that caused all that trouble for us in Zasai. Oh, I see. Well, here are the keys.
He goes for where the keys should be, and they're gone. He's like, does the whole, like, all of his arm snakes start
such
slithering
a horrible
around.
Horrible guard. He lost his keys on duty. Oh.
Starts slinging around.
But I thought you stole them.
He goes and looks into all the cages.
I
don't need to roll perception checks because even if he rolls a 20, he's not seeing anything. There's nothing there. And the other one's just like looking at him like, you
fleshwalker, where are the keys?
One Yuan-Ti calls another Yuan-Ti a fleshwalker, basically calling him an idiot.
Got him.
Yeah. It's like, oh, you human.
Get them the beef. Oh, you gonna let him talk to you like that? But we're asleep.
Neither of us are. None of us are awake, are we?
No.
Where are the keys? You know, I'm guessing Salazar took them when he went to go get Crass, and I didn't notice. I thought I had them, but I'm guessing he is still in possession of them. Well, at least the prisoners aren't going anywhere. But now, couldn't even torture them a little if I wanted to. Leave. Before I inform the superiors of your blunderance. And you better hope Salazar returns with the keys, with grass.
Can you describe what the, I forgot the name of the race, the sub-race.
Mind Whisperer?
What they look like for them.
The Mind Whisperer, I believe I explained last week also, but you're right, is more or less human body that looks very tough on the outside, looks very scaly and reptilian, has a snake for a head.
One on the left.
He's a real cutie, isn't he?
The sky. Aww. Their Mind Whisperer and Bolo's Guide, page 204.
No more snake arms.
Pie. Not wearing pants either.
How big is his penis?
At least this guy can wipe his butt.
No penis and quit. Don't make this podcast weird.
Yeah, we don't need that.
It already got weird before. Sam blew it.
You asked.
Sam blew it. So he kind of goes to the bars. You see him kind of looking at them. You do see him start to whisper a little bit. And about 3 or 4 snakes start slithering down the staircase. Go inside their cells. They don't touch them or anything, but they just like kind of curl up into like a corner.
Ew.
Okay. God, I don't like that.
Okay, noted. Are they awake yet? If those three are not awake and it's like starting to be sunrise,
It's only been 4 hours.
They had two before.
Yeah, so they need two more still to, like, full benefit a short or a long rest.
Yeah, we need our naps.
My gosh.
We are almost dead.
Yeah. I know. Why aren't you sleeping?
We died for you.
Because I'm stressed. Yeah. I can't sleep. I'm stressed because y'all are, like, going to die.
Yeah. Well, you have faith in us, I guess.
Accepted my fate.
Do most Yuan-ti in the city wear those cloaks?
With no. Triangles.
Okay, I didn't think so.
No.
That is a special kind of garb.
But it's not for spines, not is it?
It's not for spines, not either. It's just for spies. Like, not all spies are part of the spines.
I know.
Right.
Okay.
It's like all squares are rectangles, but not all rectangles are squares. Like, not all Yuan-ti spies are spies, not. But all spies not are probably spies.
Yeah.
All Catholics are Christian, but not all Christian are Catholics.
Yeah.
I just wanted my own example.
Two examples is enough.
All right.
Can you mold any kind of earth? Like clay or marble?
Maybe. I don't know.
Do I see anywhere around that I would be able to, like, snag some more Yuan-ti-esque clothing?
There's not a department store nearby.
No, but, like, if somebody had, like, laundry hanging out on the line, I could be like, whoop, and, like, or...
Go ahead and make a perception roll.
Something. Friggin' one.
You're not really in the
residential.
Yeah, you're not in like the residential-ish area. You're more in battle-y training grounds, the battlegrounds where they're all fighting and this and that and preparing things. You would have to go further into the city or further out of the city to get to more people just being people.
Okay.
You have 2 hours.
I know. I guess I keep my spider in the cell and I would keep checking up, but I would try to go around the city and as inconspicuously as possible collect some garments that they could easily put on to disguise at least their clothing as more Yuan-ti-esque.
Okay. Go ahead and roll a stealth as you go about.
14.
Okay.
And I'm okay being seen, like, if I'm walking, because then, like...
Yeah, but that was your stealth roll of, like...
Yeah.
Your stealing stealth roll. Lastly, just give me a perception of, like, trying to find some clothes and just some things that'll work, especially for their sizes and this and that.
16.
Okay. To get this along and this and that, it takes you about the full 2 hours to go and grab
and I would clothes. Be monitoring that.
Yeah.
I want to be back in 2 hours.
And you find some here and there that might make some makeshift, like, closer inspection. They're not going to pass, but from far away, they'll blend in and stuff. Yeah. And you have enough.
Okay.
Of that.
I will put this in my bag and then I'll head back.
Okay. We're going to take our first break as you three are waking up feeling rejuvenated and you guys can change your hit points and all that.
Goodness. Woo!
From finishing a long rest. The three of you awake, stir.
Completely long rested.
Completely long rested. So you guys have full hit points and all that.
Roll for my dragon. Yeet. Oh, I got a 19. I got an 18. I needed a 19.
I was going to say, you sounded angry with that.
Maybe it's not as like, this, like, satisfied, like, oh.
Yeah,
man.
Yeah, yeah, that's kind of weird.
Fucking cave, like, oh.
So close.
Yes, but your arm is still badly hurt and burned.
Yeah.
So I could give you one of my lucky dice.
You have disadvantage on sword attacks with your right hand.
I figured. All right. Yeah.
Oh man, it's like you shouldn't have gotten
Sasha.
It's pretty cool.
What are you wanting to do? Your spider sees them stir and wake and stretch and look, crack their necks, which is the sign of a good healthy rest. And
I will try to sneak back into my 120 range halfway down the steps position.
Okay.
That I was before.
All the specific.
Yeah.
21.
All right. Yeah.
You're stealth.
It's no 20, but.
And then I.
God.
Huh? I will message the three of them. The lag time that.
Pow, pow, pow. Yep.
And say, are the three of you ready to fight?
Well, I want my cup of coffee first.
Maybe. I'm in a cage.
Yes. Are we going to be fighting or trying to sneak out?
I'd be pretty useless with these arcane locks on.
I'll say this to all three of them again. I think the four of us can take down that one guy, the one guard, but let's take him down as quiet as we can.
Mine was a question. I said, are we stealthing out or are we fighting out? Like, of this whole place entirely.
Yeah, I'm saying...
Fight.
We're fighting?
Fight,
we're going to try to take down... Fight. The plan is to take down the guard that's on duty, but do it as quietly as possible.
He's just
to not draw attention. So then we can leave out of here unnoticed. So we're going to have to fight this guy.
Do I see the snake in the corner of myself?
Perception? Yeah. All of your passives are high. I mean, like, it's there.
Which corner?
Your snake is...
Okay. I go to the other corner and turn my back to the snake. And then a little pedestal of stone will come out in front of me in the ground.
Okay.
And then I'm going to put my handcuffs over it and try to break them off.
Okay. Go ahead and roll strength.
I thought you were just going to make like a little shiv, but okay.
I thought he was going to pee. He was going to pee.
I mean, a little pee might come out.
Go ahead and roll strength.
A little drizzle.
All right. I'm going to roll a luck die. I'm going to use nothing else. That gives me a 12.
Or a 12?
13.
All right. 13 is enough. Because, I mean, if you were just trying to break it yourself, like, between your hands, I mean, yeah. It's a little higher, but you using a tool and just trying to snap this and do this.
I see.
Roll stealth for me as well. You don't want to be like,
before it does that, like that, do I see that he's doing something?
Depends on the stealth roll.
21.
21, okay. So.
Then I guess if he's doing it quietly.
You just kind of go over to the corner and you're just like, you basically give it one good jerk and then you send the small stone thing back in and you put a new one that's like full health ready and kind of keep going at it. And it's very loose. Do you want them to completely break apart or do you want them to be ready that like,
you could just be like,
ka-chow, I want to be ready to break.
Okay.
So I can assert my dominance.
Okay. So you can see that, like, basically it's, they're like the chain link kind of, or not chain link, but I can't remember what chain those are things. Called. But yeah, to where it's like the interlock. And one of them is finally, like, basically, like, open.
Yeah.
And you just kind of grab it, turn it back. So it's holding them together, but, like, it can easily just slip or, like, at the. Sheer force of it, that one will perfect. Snap and break off. Nobody is none the wiser.
All right.
After our message with Nadia saying we're going to fight out of here, I want to kneel down, like put my hands in front of me, close my eyes. I'm going to switch invocations because right now at level up is when I'm the closest with the Raven Queen, so that's when I can do that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to do it in like a ritual way so it's not just like, ah, okay, I'm good now.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm going to swap beguiling influence.
Right now, though, with your handcuffs, you have no link.
Okay. Then that's fine.
Just with the handcuffs blocking any magic coming from your body, you can't feel the Raven
Mouth. Okay, so I kneel down and it just...
You can just feel as you're like... You kind of look down and you can feel like... You can feel the where you should feel magic is like trying to come out of like your wrists. It's trying to pull at your wrists, but it's all getting like sucked into these handcuffs. So you're just like, then these need fine. To come off first. As soon as they come off, you can.
I just sit there then.
This guard will come over and hiss at Ishii.
What are you doing over here?
Just hanging out, you know? That snake staring at me. It's kind of weird, so I just didn't want to look at him.
There's snakes everywhere. I can bring more in for you if you wish.
I want to walk over towards him.
So you're literally only between bars. He's standing, I mean, a good 2 feet away from you.
How wide are the bars?
I mean, the bars are normal bars, probably like a good 2 inches thick, maybe an inch thick.
Yeah.
But I mean, in between the bars are maybe a good half foot.
Dope.
8 inches. I mean, even your soul arms, I mean, they can go through the bars.
Perfect. I walk up face to face with them. Like, why don't you bring the snakes down here then? Bud?
Oh, you're trying to tempt me then, are you?
Yeah, let's do it.
He doubts you will.
Go ahead and make a persuasion. Intimidation? I don't know.
Intimidation 19.
Okay. Because you're more or less like, go ahead, bring him down. He's like, oh, you're trying to intimidate me. Like, fuck you. So, he turns his head to start looking at the door and like starts to whisper this muttery abyssal. Nadia, you can understand it as him being, because your spider is in there and hearing it. And he's more or less whispering like,
friends, little ones, I have someone who wants to meet you.
And then he turns back to you, right. Ishii.
I'm going to start coming down the steps when I hear that.
When he turns back to me, I want to reach through 2 different slats of bars and break the handcuffs through the bars.
On the bars.
And then grab his head.
Okay. Okay. Go ahead and give me strength. Or, I mean, I guess it's an attack roll. You're trying to, like, basically, you're using your action to, like, grapple and
grab onto him. It's going down! I'm
yelling so, timber! Like, a strength-based attack roll?
Yeah.
22.
I'm pretty sure that hits him.
I hope that hits him.
Yeah.
I hope
that hits him. Yeah, so that hits him. You grab him.
Am I far enough down the steps to see this happening?
There is a wall still there, so you don't necessarily see him. But you hear, or what are you doing?
I'm trying
so
to
you
all the
no,
way
I know,
down.
But Kelly, you okay? So yeah, you hear head on bar of like a small ding hum. Like it's not like a super loud one, but it is definitely a thud on it. Kelly, go ahead and roll 2d8.
Hey-o.
Plus your strength.
throw a little more damage in there, huh?
You could still like do keys for them, right?
I don't know. 18.
Cause are they the super tight bar things, or are they like the ones with the chains?
I don't know. If you were holding the keys, would they be able to maneuver enough to try the lock on it if they had the keys?
It would be tough for them. Ishii's handcuffs were the only handcuffs that were like they had chain in between them. Those are the ones where it's like wrist to wrist.
Oh, okay, so gotcha.
So I mean, he could do it and like get like an outside lock or like do recurs, but like his own probably difficult.
Okay.
Did you say 18 damage?
Yes.
Okay. So you hear a bing kind of sound, and just for the heck of it, we're gonna roll initiative for all of you. So
just,
Yeah. To all of you, but like it's mainly because like if he gets an action before Nadia or anything like that, if it's if that's needed.
Friggin'. Well, you made up for my one.
This is my time.
Yes.
You don't 18? Count one
no,
on initiative.
Not on initiative, no.
Unfortunately.
Or 20s on initiative, yeah.
I was looking out for you there.
Yeah, yeah, but you don't have to put in your one
so,
either. So
25 to 20.
24.
What? Fuck you.
20 to 15. Thanks.
Specifically.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding.
20 to 15. 15 to 10.
12.
14.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not doing anything.
Well,
we're handcuffed and caged, so we can't. Ooh, that snake's still right behind you.
That's
fine. It's just a snake.
So you grab onto his head and basically.
You didn't even ask for mine.
You're not actually.
All right, you rolled a one, didn't you?
So it's a five.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know if you knew my modifier. Sorry.
Well, I mean,
you're left.
The villain already had gotten his
okay,
role.
Okay, yeah, it's fine. It's okay.
It was higher than that. So, I mean, I just
wanted to
I'm
say
sorry.
It.
You're right. I'm sorry. That was my bad. Kelly is back up. So he already has a ding on him. Do you want to go ahead for another head smash?
Yes.
Or okay.
God. Oh, God. This is issue mode right now.
Mm-hmm. 21.
That still hits.
Oh, yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, we'll do 2d8 as you are just, yeah, ready to.
14. Math, man.
You ding his head up against the bars again as you are just, you've got a lock on his head and you're basically grappled with him. And you have him.
That'd be terrible.
Right?
That would be so terrible.
Hold him in place.
Well, he's pretty much there.
I
don't think he's going to walk away from me either.
He is...
Mold Earth, pin him against the thing.
Going to do poison spray. Nadia, you know a poison spray. You have a card for that.
Yes,
already.
I do.
So just help me out so I don't have to relook it up real quick.
Constitution saving throw or take 1d12.
Okay.
Is that what you needed?
Yeah.
Okay.
The want to use and its spell casting is okay.
Oh, what level is he casting it at? Because it goes up.
Yeah, you said the two, but it doesn't.
Oh no, what level he is. When he reaches fifth level.
The character level.
The character level. So when he reaches fifth level, it's 2d12.
Right.
11th level, it's 3d12. And 17th level, it's 4d12.
Right. Help me do some math, because you guys are better at character building and stuff. So DC's first spell start at 8. Mm-hmm. And then he's got a 13. And for his spell casting, it's charisma, he gets a plus 3. So he, 15? 8, 9, 10, 11. No, 11. So he gets his proficiency, it is only a plus 2, I'm guessing.
Is it a plus 2?
It has
so
to be.
Then he's below 5.
Well, because, yeah, his DC is a 13.
Okay. Oh, okay.
His DC is a 13, so I was seeing how did you get from 8 to 13, and it's a plus...
Okay, so 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, so yes, he would be...
He gets a plus 3 from his modifier, and then a 2
so it's
for
a
his...
plus 2.
Yeah, yeah, so he is under that, so it's only 1. But Kelly passed the save, so he takes no damage.
I don't know if it's that or half.
It's a cantrip.
The creature must succeed on the save or take that.
Yeah,
so... So you just don't take any...
Nothing.
So as this, yeah, so as he, like, you ding his face up against the bars, he just kind of, like, as you take his head back for, I'm guessing, like, a third, well, like,
look,
you, yeah, because, I mean, it would be an attack. he goes back, and he just spits out this, like, acid, like, comes out of his throat, and you just, like, head dodge it, it goes on the back wall.
Got that breath, bud.
A snake from behind you will attack you.
Doing 80 million damage.
I'm just hoping it doesn't give you poison.
It will.
Hey, did you say it will?
It will.
I mean,
I got my power, so I could just do use my healing hand to not poison you.
Perfect. Okay, so it gets a 17 to hit. You have no weapons out?
Yeah, that hit me.
Okay. So you take one piercing damage and make another con save for me.
Oh, God.
10.
17.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you would take 6 damage on a failed or half on a successful. You take 3 poison damage. You're not considered poison. You just take the poison damage.
So I've taken 4 total.
Sweet.
Yes. And 3 of which is poison damage. I only say if you were raging, it would matter versus not mattering.
It wouldn't matter either way.
So you can't take piercing half damage. Sure. You can half it.
Ooh.
So yeah. So as you're just like, you just feel like a. Like latch onto you, like your back of your thigh, of your leg, just... of your calf.
Ooh.
And you look down and there's just this snake that's just like latched on. And now you have like the snake streamer on your leg. If you try to like shake it off, it's just like latched on.
Where are the rest of the snakes? You're going to need them.
Reno and Harris are up, but I don't, what do you, is there anything you guys want to try to do?
I grab onto the cage. It's like...
What's going on?
Yeah, I
just sit there.
And I'm just like, Nadia! Nadia, it's going down!
Again, smart. Say her name more.
To say my guys. Name.
Nadia, you would technically be up.
Okay.
If they, yeah, because they can't really do much.
I cannot reach the... he's not a pit master.
No, he's a mind whisperer.
I can't reach the guard, dude. Within 30 feet, right?
You can bonus action dash.
5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. You'd be right there. You wouldn't 30 feet.
I could?
Yeah. Because as soon as, like, you saw them kind of get up, you started making your way down a little bit. And then as soon as, like, Kelly came and, like, grabbed on, like, you started going. And then I started initiative. So you were at the bottom of the stairs when initiative started.
Okay. Also, the cages, the bars just go down. Is there, like, room on the floor to go between the bars? There's nothing on the floor blocking. Besides, like, bars, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Would it take a free action, a bonus action, or an action to slide the keys along the floor into a cage?
Action.
Take an action?
Yeah. Because you're, like, you have to aim, you have to, the right momentum. I would say action.
Oh, they're going to slide into the wrong cage.
Oh, God.
Yes, it is.
Oh, not there. God.
And it's locked.
I see what you mean. Yes, there is a thing on the ground.
Yeah, let's see if there's a slide.
Lip. There's a small lip on the. Okay,
I was thinking. I was like, why is there not like a little lip?
Yeah, because the bars aren't attached to the ground.
It's like a door.
It's a yeah. So
it's
like,
a door.
So, yeah. So it's like. So there's a yes. There's a small lip.
Or
all right.
If there was just bars and it was on like a hinges and then I could slide it. That's why I was asking.
There's a lip.
Okay.
All right.
Then
I didn't understand the question. I'm sorry.
No, you're fine. I will. If I bonus action dash, can I reach the front of Eris's cell?
Yeah, behind it.
I will run up to Eris's cell, trying to stay unnoticed by the guard, since his head is facing.
Then do a stealth for me.
Is she? Yeah.
You have advantage. I mean, he's.
She likes.
Oh well, I'd say 29.
He's a little disoriented.
So 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 30. 35,
40. I was literally just about to say that.
45. So, I mean, you quickly get up to Eris's cage.
And then I would assume it would be an action to try to unlock it.
Yeah.
Too. So, that was my bonus action. Action, I'll try to unlock.
Choose a key. 1 out of 20. You don't know what does what.
Roll that die. 20 is the right key.
I think you should help Ishii first.
So you see her kind of get up to the cage, pull out the key ring, look at them, and just be like, oh, there's a lot of keys.
Can I just pull out my thief's tools instead?
I just
kind of
like say that.
You can.
I'm going to try to pick the lock.
Okay.
I look at that and I'm like, fuck this shit. And I'm going to pull out my thief's tools.
Okay. Go ahead and make a check to pick it.
Fucking one. Man. Count on the ones today.
That one counts.
Yeah, it does.
With a one, part of your thieves still break in there and jams it to where you look at it and you're like, I don't even think a key is going in here anymore.
Damn it. Okay.
I'm just forever. Just silent, holding onto the cage. Just
you hear the and you're like, and you just look down and you see her face like get a little whiter. She's just like,
Fuck.
So my free action, I can't do anything with the keys to give them. Just
can
just
I
pass them? You said that would be an action, so
can I take it from her?
Yeah, you can use your turn that stuff to do it, but
oh yeah, okay, it's not my turn.
You already grabbed the bars for your turn.
Yeah. Well, technically that's a movement, isn't it?
You would have to have readied something on your turn or held your turn, which you didn't.
I didn't.
Because you were like, I can't do anything. Same with Riku. He just kind of sat down. So he's like, you weren't ready to like, grab the keys or ready for this. Or
so I will turn around to be facing Ishii and the guard. So I'm like ready. And then, but I'll have like.
You only have thieves' tools in your hand.
Yeah.
And you used your free action to take out the thieves' tools. Actually.
So that's it. I just wanted to be facing them.
Okay, you'd be out of everything. Because, you would have to have taken out the thieves'
tools. I just wanted to make sure I'm facing them.
Yeah, in case he turns around. He's like, oh, shit.
And that would be it.
Ishii, roll for bars.
Ew. Oop.
Sorry. No, you're
I guess.
I'm going to attack him recklessly.
I was just about to say that. Recklessly.
I'm going to say it's you're not using an attack action to do this, so you don't get like your multi-attacks and stuff, but it's just the one.
Is it okay if I use
maybe the grapple? Would that be better?
That's fine.
To punch him in the face?
Okay.
I don't know what
either way, my lowest one was
30-20.
Well, a punch would only be
it's a 1.
1d4
and
half.
Never mind.
No. 23.
23 damage?
To hit.
And,
no damage yet.
Yeah, that is.
23 damage,
so
that'd be
two
great.
Dice?
She just let him go. Yeah, that's 23. We're not cheaters.
14.
Okay. So good.
That's almost half.
Okay.
I'm gonna murder this man.
His head is fucked up. His face was already fucked up.
Oh.
Not gonna lie, part of me would be impressed that you killed a guy with a bar that you're locked behind, but the other part of me is like, man, I would be pissed if you killed a guy.
This guy's insane.
With a bar.
This guy's gonna torture us to rip out our vocal cords, so I think it's okay.
Alright, I need Kelly then now to make a wisdom saving throw.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna get this guy dead quick.
That is a 14.
14 still passes. Cool. So you see a crown start to appear on Ishii's head made of thorns.
Mm-mm.
And then Ishii just like kind of looks up at it, looks at like this guy, and you give him just like, the fuck are you doing? And like just shake it off. He was attempting. Yeah, he was attempting to cast Crown of Madness on you.
What does that even do?
I think I'm already pretty much insane.
You would be charmed, but he would be charmed by this guy.
Vampire, but in a spell.
While the target is charmed in this way, a twisted crown of jagged iron appears on his head. Madness glows in its eyes. The charmed target must use its action before moving on each turn to make a melee attack against a creature other than itself that you mentally choose. So, like, you would basically it's charm, but a level 2 kind of.
Sure.
Yeah. Quick thing. You see it attempt to start doing that. Basically just trying to not pull away, but just try to like get you off without seeming like he's afraid of you to like get away from you.
Oh God, I'd be afraid.
You don't have to tell me. This is just more curiosity for like the image in my brain. What's its strength?
Is it reasonably like holding back, or is she just fucking
like wrecked on? Like, is he like a lean? Okay. I was like, is he a lean guy? Because he's just like.
I mean, you saw the picture. They're like the.
He's trying to fight back. Yeah. And you can tell that his muscles are also bulging, but it's not compared to Ishii. Like,
is he fucking bow?
Well, when Ishii finally like slams him, like, yeah, he does slam. But on his turn, like, he's got his head like pulled away from it and he tries to like cast a spell. His strength is a 16 compared to Ishii's 20.
Okay, so it's not.
He gets a plus three, but I mean, like,
it feels like
he's trying to rely on his spells and stuff like that, not like a strength to get away.
Right. He really stabbed me.
Riku and Eris, you're up.
You had the higher initiative, didn't you?
I'll stand up and just kind of gesture to you and then gesture to Nadia and then to the guy that issues.
To the guy's back, to your dagger, to his back.
I know it's not my turn, but the guy would nod.
Yeah. To the dagger.
So it can acknowledge it.
But I'll stand up ready in case something. I'll be ready, I guess.
I guess take the key from her and then inspect them. To see
I don't have
any.
The keys in my hand.
Can I like
you can,
take it
you
off
can
of her?
Go through the bars, yeah. I mean, you can still like fit through the bars and try to get take them off of her. Go ahead and do sleight of hand.
I would fully allow.
Yeah, I know you would fully allow.
But I'm also like,
I know.
You gotta fumble with them to get them though.
That's why it's like if your handcuffs wasn't handcuffed, if your hands weren't handcuffed, it would just be you take them. But since they are, like, you've gotta try to take
them. Yeah, 13.
You can get them off of her as they were just like in a pouch that's on her side, I'm guessing. And you
I'm
saw her.
I'm assuming they have like a clip.
Well, you
like,
saw her like take them out, look at them, like ugh, put them away, grab the thieves' tools as she put them away.
But she also like, turned around, so it's like
was ready to go. Yeah,
on her hip or whatever. Yeah.
So you have the keys in your hand.
Was that a free action? Can I inspect them? Like,
I guess
this one looks
action,
like a magical key.
A free action is like pulling stuff out. So even if you're not pulling it out on your person, it's still pulling it out. What are you gonna do? You're gonna try to use one or
inspect them?
You can inside them.
Can I? Religion check.
You can inside them.
Damn it. Alright.
I was gonna say
there's nothing religious about these keys.
I was gonna say, luck of the draw. Jeez. Come on, God. First try. Okay. Kia.
Ooh.
Oh, alright. Where's my insight? 21.
There we go.
You can tell that some keys are different. Some keys fit more the motif of cells, some keys fit more the small motif of handcuffs, and there are four keys that fit the motif of they have like a kind of glowingness to them. You can sense a little bit of arcane coming off of them, but which four is for yours
we don't know. But that's four is better than 20.
Yeah, that would be your action to inspect. So is that on your turn?
Yeah, can't do much.
Okay. Nadia is back up.
Right, I'm angry. I got a lot of ones. She would drop her thieves' tools. Free action. Pull out one of her bladed boomerang with her offhand, and then in her.
Dominant hand.
Your dominant hand, thank you. In her dominant hand, she would cast Shadow Blade, and she would reach down to the floor, and some of the shadows would start to solidify and manifest in like a blade in her hand.
Okay.
And she's gonna run up and stab the guard.
Is that a bonus action to cast Shadow Hand or Shadow Blade?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Because I'm gonna say like that sounds like an action-y thing.
It's
but,
a bonus action.
Right, cool.
And then on the action, you can use it.
Okay. Then.
And then I have it. For a minute.
Go for it.
When she said bladed boomer, I was picturing an old man with like claws. Like, ah!
Wolverine.
Yeah.
Old man Logan.
So to connect, do I add what I normally do with the weapon or do I add my spell?
Does it say you make a melee spell attack?
Spell attack bonus?
Does it say you make a melee spell attack?
Okay.
What is the I'm asking you.
Yes, so I attack with it. It's the spell counts as a simple melee weapon. With which you are proficient.
You would make a normal attack roll, not your spell. You'd use it like a normal sword.
So I'd add my plus seven.
Yeah, you'd use a normal sword attack, basically.
Shoot, I am not rolling hot.
Do you have advantage? Is she stealth?
Actually, do I have advantage? Because I'm coming up from behind and I was stealth.
Yeah.
Isn't there a thing where if someone's within 5 feet, you get advantage regardless?
I get sneak attack.
Okay.
She gets sneak attack. She's not like an
attack. That's
better. No, she doesn't get what you're thinking.
18?
18 will hit. What was your first one?
A 3 plus 7.
So 10?
10.
10 would not have sufficed.
Yeah.
That would not have sufficed.
I mean, I don't know. How do you want me to say it?
He's as cold as sufficed.
I'm going to borrow one of these.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yay.
So it takes 2d8 psychic damage.
Get my sweet ass kill stolen.
And then will I get my sneak attack damage since
I mean Kishi's within 5 feet and he is
okay. Oh, that's what it is. Okay, so it's not
sounds like a lot of dice that she's gonna might steal your bar kill.
It's gonna be a sweet ass kill too.
Bar kill would be a pretty awesome nickname or last name for a character.
20 damage.
20?
And
damn, she was so close.
9 of that is psychic.
I meant she was so close to getting the single hit damage again, because your last one was 20.
Oh.
Ooh, 9 of it's psychic.
God, where did this fucking pencil go? God, it's right here in front of my fucking face.
Because it's invisible.
Invisible.
You took the words right out of my fucking face.
Just 20, and some of it is psychic. He is not immune or resistant to that, so that's fine.
Kelly.
Took the words right out of my fucking face.
So your shadowy blade goes through its back. Riku, you're a little impressed. That blade looks super cool.
I give you a nod. When I see you running up and manifesting it, I'm like,
right. That's cool.
You're just like, I can't do nothing, so I'm just going to enjoy this. Like,
the blade goes through his the blade goes through his the back and through his like almost like kidney-ish area. He goes and turns and sees you. And he, who he semi-recognizes, but not fully. Ishii, it's still your turn. You're not dead.
All right. So she comes up behind him and does that. And then I hit him with a, looks like your snake's arrived. And then I hit him again.
Recklessly. So his head is over at Nadia, and you just... hopefully connect, or hopefully do.
22.
22 will hit.
For another 14 damage.
14 will take him out.
Ew.
Yes.
He had 71. So.
Can I let him go?
So he looks over at Nadia, sees her, here's your one-liner. Goes to look back, like goes and looks at you. You can see some like acid start to like swell up in his throat again, and you just slam his head one more time like against the bars, and you can see like the eyes, I guess, like I don't know how snake eyes would roll if they'd roll sideways since the eyelids are sideways.
They roll back. Fuck it, we make
it. Yeah, sideways. It sounds cooler.
It looks weird.
Slams against the bars and. The acid just kind of like, and just kind of pulls out and spills out of his mouth instead of like shoots out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And now you're holding onto his head and you can feel like a lot of weight come into your hands because now there's no longer legs holding the body up. You're holding the body up.
One more time.
No
good.
No. I drop him.
Yeah.
Splat. Like kind of just like slumps down onto the ground. Dead and unconscious. Goes the mind whisper as he hits the ground.
I pulled the snake off my leg.
That's right. There was a snake back there.
And when he turns around to pull the snake off the leg, I'm going to cast Speak with Animals on the snakes.
Okay.
And I'll start whispering in Abyssal and trying to be like, calm yourselves. You don't need to hurt these people.
Go
and rest.
Animal friendship, I'm pretty sure it just happens, right?
If the snake's intelligence is a 4 or higher, yeah.
Oh, no.
This spell lets you convince a snake that you mean it no harm. Choose a snake that you can see within range. It must see and hear you. If the snake's intelligence is 4 or higher, the spell... If the snake's intelligence is 4 or higher,
the spell fails. But that's not.
Yeah.
On a wisdom saving throw or be charmed. Okay. 1. I got a 1, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
You're basically like, you tell all these snakes in this room to kind of like, hey, calm yourselves. Just go away.
I put it around my neck like a cool snake necklace. How big is it? How long is the snake?
The snake is probably about 2.5 to 3 feet.
Perfect.
I mean, it's alive.
Yeah, I want it on my neck.
You attempt to,
like,
and
just,
it...
just, like, put it up there.
Okay, so yeah, I mean, like, as you,
I'm
like,
not like...
you grab it off your leg and, like, look at it, and you can see it kind of, like, viciousness kind of subside. Mm-hmm. And you, like, okay, I'm going to put you right here.
My new little buddy.
Kind of hold on to it. What did you tell them to do? Did you tell them to, like, leave?
I was initially just saying, calm yourselves. These people mean you no harm.
Okay, then it will sit around your neck. Then,
hell yeah.
I was going to say, like, go back to rest in your corner, but when he grabs him, I was like, oh.
No, okay. All right. You can have
it. Some snakes fall. They're just little animals.
And then I will.
Just a little buddy.
Take out the keys and just start.
Eris has the keys.
Oh, you have the keys. I go to reach for the keys and I'm like. Yeah. Where are the keys?
Try the first one.
You can't.
Oh, damn it.
Do I see
you
him?
Can't. Yeah, you cannot reach the lock with the keys in your
hands. I'm trying
hands.
The first yeah. one.
And you, it just cannot get there.
Seeing that they're dead, I'm just like. Is she, or no, you're locked. Nadia, it's one of these four keys. And I'm like trying to point to them.
I'll come over. Which four?
One of these four,
okay.
I think.
I will try those four.
Can't
and
guarantee
I guess
it.
Eventually one of them for his handcuffs will work.
Yeah, eventually your handcuffs will and fall off.
Sweet.
Now you're in a broken cell that you cannot get out of.
Can I like give him like the tweezers from my like thieves tools and say like, here, try to pick out the broken pieces. Of the lock?
Just
certainly attempt
just because I have a bit. Can I do it?
Yeah.
I want to cast Misty Step right next to her and then take him from their hand.
Okay.
Thanks.
You go to cast Misty Step and it doesn't work.
Aww.
You realize your holy symbol is on you. You can't cast spells if you don't have a holy symbol on you.
Oh, that's a thing?
Your that's holy symbol is where your medium, man, yeah. your magic manifests.
Aww.
Like if you have a wand or a staff, you have your holy symbol.
Riku's magic comes from within, okay. So I mean, he gets his power, but like a paladin gets in cleric, they get it from their holy symbol, and you're basically asking your god to bestow it. But like this, without the holy symbol, your link isn't there.
So, okay. Just like
so you go to attempt Misty Step, and you just ping and hit the vars.
Here.
Thanks.
I'm gonna get the other two out. Do you know which keys are? For the cages?
I just ripped the cell door off.
Not these four. Okay.
I mean, you can start to attempt.
So you have...
if you want.
I'll
just,
do it.
To strength check. While she's 16. Busy doing it.
I'm showing off.
You have 16 tries.
So the keys that aren't the four that I know are arcane.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the four I know are arcane. I'll try on Riku's shackles, and then the other ones I'll start trying on his...
Okay, so Riku...
I do whatever. Yeah, hold him out.
She brings...
All the luck.
She brings...
Just for fun.
She brings four.
We don't know what's next.
Damn, that bit would
keys
have been so
over.
Funny.
Yeah. But you just walked into the fucking cell. Like,
hmm? Oh, that's still pretty funny.
I laughed.
You eventually try two of them, and because you know it's like, all right, this one was air, so I'm not gonna try that one. You try one, it doesn't work. You try the second one, and it does. Riku, your handcuffs are now off.
And then nice. I'll start trying the other keys on the cage
on the doors.
Yeah, I'm eventually one.
Issue, what did you get?
I'll roll a seven.
Okay,
I'm worn out.
Yeah, so as you're just kind of like start to like pull across, you're just kind of like
all gooey.
Yeah, you're a little sticky from the slime that was on the snake and all this and all that, and you're just kind of like in your head you're just like, I already killed somebody with the bars, she can let me out.
Do I need to roll sleight of hand for trying to
go ahead and give me that. As you are attempting, but don't know what you're doing and can't see, so it's disadvantage of like. But you're just trying to like picking away at it, trying to get something out of it.
13.
Okay, you're attempting it, Nadia. You're going about with the keys.
For my soul.
For your soul, go ahead and give me a just give me a roll.
Just a roll.
Yeah, I don't know what modifier it would be for like how many
11.
Keys you get through. You get through 11 keys.
While she's doing that, I'm going to kneel down and like try again to change out my invocations. I'm going to kneel down like that and just kind of sit. And then I will swap out beguiling influence. And concentrating on the pain in my right arm, I'm going to get agonizing blast.
Okay. As you do that, your link with the Raven Mother is connected. You ask her to switch stuff out, and you hear her voice kind of like,
use them wisely, Riku. Be careful in the predicament you seem to be caught up in.
she goes away. And she's not here for a divine intervention to fix things.
No. And I stand back up, hopefully to an open door.
Yeah. You know, if you die, she's like, right, he's dead.
Yeah.
She's not like, oh no, I need him.
And nope. I'm just the guy of this year.
Yeah. The door is open now.
Cool. And once I get his door open, I'm going to be like, and I'm going to scratch my spider that's on my shoulder now. He came over. And then send it back up and out to make sure nobody's coming in.
Full send.
Okay.
And then now that Riku's out, I will say, can you unlock Ishii's? And I'll tell him which keys I've used.
Okay. I mean, you know that these four are this, and yeah. So you can go ahead and go over to Ishii's. Riku, give me a roll. What are you doing with keys?
One.
You take one key and it's the first key.
Oh, that's the only time a one's ever been good.
So does that count as a 20?
It doesn't count as a 1.
But it doesn't count as a 1.
It doesn't count as a 1.
All right.
All right. Yeah,
but you try one key and it... Oh, hey. You just look at Nadia. I don't know why it took you so long.
But when he looks at me, my eyes are rolled back and I'm looking through my
spider. Oh, you died too?
Do I see anyone alerted? Anyone coming?
Nope. This is a good 200 feet underground. So, like, the only noise that kind of really happened were, like, a ding, a ding, a ding.
And then, like, 20 seconds later, ding. Because I ran into the bar.
Yeah.
People walking by were like, well, they're really torturing those guys.
Yes.
Oh, no, this hurts.
Ishii, Riku, you're both out. Nadia, you're standing there. Riku, you attempt to go over, I guess, to Eris's door after you would get Ishii out since you have the keys.
Sure.
And you would see that, like, you go to put in one key and it doesn't seem to fit anymore.
Did I get the thing out?
No.
Nope. I mean, in my stool, I guess, attempting.
Yeah, Riku comes over. I mean, you can either tell him.
I do tell him that, yeah.
So Riku, like I said, he tries to put a key in and it won't fit. Seems to have been jammed.
I walk over and grab my stuff.
Do I know where it was? You wouldn't know where it would be. You haven't left this room. You were unconscious when you got here. You wouldn't know that it was right in the other room. But you would see Eris still behind bars.
Still trying. I'm like, Riku, can you see if you can go find my stuff? Maybe get my holy symbol.
Where's your god now?
I'll be back too if everything looks fine up there.
It does. So you'll hear him like ask for his stuff and
sure.
Your things are back in that little cubby closet area over there.
I don't like saying it, so as I'm walking away, I kind of look over my shoulder to Eris. Thanks for coming back for us. And I go get your shit.
Are you all right?
I feel great.
You are now.
You hear ask Nadia me, say where your stuff is too, and you can.
I do that.
Ask me that again when I'm out of this cage.
I'll go over and I'll try to take my thieves' tools again. Not the broken one, but like to chip those pieces out.
Go ahead and make a thieves' tools check at disadvantage.
Disadvantage?
When she pulls out her broken ass thieves' tools, I give her my good, not broken thieves' tools.
Well, I think you've already done that before.
Have I?
Yeah, I think she's already broken one of hers and you've
And gave she
her,
broke mine?
I think so.
Oh, well, then never mind.
Are your thieves' tools still in your inventory?
Yes. Because I thought they were like.
Pretty sure you've given it to her.
Hide them up your butt.
I used them when we were at Daedric's to pull out the mirror to look under the doors.
I mean, it doesn't mean you've given her all of the supplies. I'm just saying the most recent. Like, you still have a mirror and stuff.
The door opening.
Regardless.
Stuff. I don't. Yeah, sure.
Whatever. My thieves' tools at disadvantage, I got a 29.
Oh my god.
Yeah. So fuck you.
Fuck you, she needed a 30. I make the rules. You go into the door and knock out the little piece that you had had broken in there the first time and start fudging around with it. They grab your stuff and where was your holy symbol? I mean, I guess you don't have a backpack or anything.
No, but I assumed it was a necklace.
It is a necklace. But I mean, like, I was thinking, like, if everything would just be together that they put. But I mean, what did you have on you? Armor, sword, holy symbol, it?
shield, and then my utility belt of all the stuff that I need to use my spells.
Gotcha. So they go and
I need items to cast spells. So
your holy symbol was wrapped around your sword, and Riku starts to take it off and burns his hand a little bit. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, that's actually pretty cool.
And he hands you the holy symbol as you go to put it on, and like, all right, I can just warp through these bars. Tink, and the cell door.
Okay, cool. I was like, up. I was gonna wait to see, and if not, then I was gonna do it.
It opens up before
no need to waste a spell.
Have to use it.
The four of us should get out of here before anyone else comes down.
Agreed.
I have, and I'll start pulling out the clothing that I had gathered from my bag. I got some clothing while you all were resting. If we can disguise ourselves enough to look at least inconspicuous as a glance.
I look at the guy that's on the floor, and then I turn into him. Do you think this will help?
She's about to grab your face and slam it against bars.
Good work. Oh, you're still alive.
Can you only change yourself into the people you've seen before? Or anything?
I mean, anything. But I have
he would have to know.
The you know?
Yeah. Do you know, I know how common the Mind Whisperers are? If they're like a selective, like...
They're...
It'd be weird to see him as a random one.
No, not really.
Okay.
I can't speak in the language that they do, though.
That's fine. I hope that we don't have to encounter anyone.
Do you think you can bury that one, Ishii? Like you did with the warg? When we were with the Nightmen?
I wouldn't bury him.
Nice.
I'd leave him here.
What kind of clothes do you have? Is it like clothes I could put over stuff? Like, is it like a cloak or is it an actual clothes?
Is it a... Wait, sorry.
The clothes you got us. Is it like a cloak? What is it? If it's like, can you go over... Basically, if I need to tuck my armor in the bag of holding, because I can't put it on.
Keep your armor on, regardless. I would say we could just drape fabric over it. Some means.
I don't have any armor on.
So that's what I'm saying. If it is, then I'll do that. But if I can't, then I'm going to have to tuck
there,
it away.
She grabbed a couple of cloaks and stuff, trying to size for your armor and stuff to kind of like go over. I mean, like I said, these clothes aren't great to be like, oh, we can just go past him and be like, hey, and he'd be like, hey.
Yeah.
That's not how it would work.
Yeah.
But like
if we were spotted
at a glance, someone would be
street.
Like, oh, that's a fucking...
Then I put on my armor. Then.
Big ass Yuan-Ti, yeah.
We're like, not going to draw attention to ourselves.
Cool. Right. That's what I was trying to avoid.
Yeah.
Nice.
Put it on, put the cloak up, let the little snake head that I have hanging around my neck poke out.
I will also take out...
I mean, it's just still sitting there. It doesn't...
I'll take out my disguise kit.
What is it you getting random pets?
Pets are cool,
and
man.
Pets are cool, man.
Attempt to give Ishii and Eris a look of, like, a pure blood look.
Ishii and Eris. I was like, he's good.
I know.
Ishii
and
Eris. Ishii and Eris. So, yeah, you go in there. You offer up some contacts that you have.
Would I have snake contacts?
I mean, like, you can, like, contacts normally, but, I mean, you can draw on them and, like, get some good paint on them if you want to attempt it.
If I can do that, I mean, sure. Sure. Do
just
I have to make a roll?
You roll for your disguise.
Roll
kit,
for
roll
art.
For each of them?
Just make it one roll.
One roll? Okay. And then I'm proficient. So I just have my proficiency modifier.
Yes.
Correct?
Yep.
Okay. 16.
Okay. You have these contacts that you can offer them if they so want. And you draw like a scale or two like on the neck. Mm-hmm. And stuff or like
ooh, that tickles.
Shade in a greenish tint.
Yeah,
like in the shadows,
but you try not to make them like, you know, too snake. Yeah, just some pure blood aspects about them. They could pass, but on full inspection, like,
yeah.
You know, it wouldn't hold up, but I mean
what I can. That should
Let's
at least get us by, even if we're seen.
You guys
from
really
distance.
Look like your posters.
Yeah, we do.
Does
yeah.
the my clothes cover my shield and sword?
No.
Damn
your
it.
Shield and like everything. You got a lot of. You're very bulky.
Yeah,
stuff.
That's what I'm trying to determine.
Does your shield? Does it have a holy symbol on it, or is it just like normal ass shield?
You just have a normal shield. I'm pretty sure you. Didn't.
Only my armor had
The holy symbol?
Yeah.
The holy symbols and stuff. But those are gone.
They're yeah, he also...
Lost, damn it, I lost my...
He lost that armor.
God, fuck. That was for good reason. That was getting fixed. That's a good reason, though.
Yeah, that armor was in Humwick.
So it's not lost. You can still go back. We yeah. can still go back and get that.
Pop into my snake's eyes. Everything's still good?
Your spider's eyes?
Spider's eyes, sorry.
Yeah, looks like everything is
hey,
going...
I want to be keeping lookout just to make sure.
Normal, all right. You're 100 and... You're like...
No. Like, right here, looking out.
Oh, okay. So. You literally only see this room, and it's a big staircase that goes up.
We're underground.
That's fine.
Yeah, you guys are like... Yeah, I mean, he doesn't know, because you were out, you were unconscious.
And I was playing on my phone while you were explaining. So.
When I see him walking over, I'll say, we're underground. I have my familiars up at the top of the steps, keeping watch.
All right.
I think I found... And I'll kind of like quiet down when I start talking about this. I think I found where Roth's power comes from. I think if we can get in there, we can probably not kill him, but at least weaken him.
Sure.
Make him extremely less powerful than he is now. And it's someplace that I don't even think many Yuan-Ti even know about. So we shouldn't be seen. We just have to get there. And then once we get in, no one else should be joining us. We should be okay from there. Would I know how far that temple is?
Probably about a 10-minute walk.
Okay.
I mean, a 10-minute walk if you're going like through the streets. You guys could just dip out, go through like the thick brush of woods and stuff and try to more blend in with there. It would take a little longer because you'd be going through rough terrain and slowly, but...
Okay.
More unnoticeable, would just take more time.
I'll put my shield in the bag of holding, and then I'll turn to Riku and be like, do you think you can hold on to the sword just in case we need it, since you can just pop your sword, and you can just toss my sword to me when we need to fight?
You want me to carry your sword?
Yes.
Sure.
I mean, Aris, you should be able to keep your sword on you.
I'm not a slave, my bad.
We'll be able to dip into the brush and... Hopefully we won't have to go into the streets or encounter anybody if everything goes well.
All right. Let's move quickly.
Dun, 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 dun. Are you heading straight there? I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Okay.
Can you do this?
All of you roll stealth.
Did you hide the body?
No,
for a message!
Yeah.
I don't know what the message was, but...
We're rolling stealth?
Yeah.
16.
Ooh. I saw my boots, right?
Your boots were there.
And do I get the advantage if with stealth? Since we're being silent?
What armor are you wearing?
The half... Half...
Medium?
The breastplate, that's what it... The breastplate armor.
You have advantage.
Okay.
Oh, cool,
yeah. 16.
What did you get, Will?
16.
Whoa!
Super 16.
I know.
Right? Supposed to be the sneaky one.
Yeah, sweet 16.
Yeah, I rolled a 2.
So, I mean, yeah,
that's not a 1.
That out of a 2.
Mm-hmm.
That's great.
Yeah, that out of a 2.
This went to your level 11. That's awesome.
For making that far.
You see your spider sitting up there. And you are going through the brush and stuff. You're going, trying to go the path less traveled to get there. Because remember, that temple was also in like a little bit of forgotten area and overgrown too. So, you all are relatively quiet.
And y'all get a first look at the city too. Because when we come out, they're going
to
be
able
to see the tiny
grass. As you come out of the underground. One, you're met with light. That's, I mean, a little bright. I mean, you are in underneath the canopy of the trees, so it's not like the sun is beating down on you, but like this is the first, I mean, you spent most of that past day, you know, all of the time in Reaper Moor was dreary, so you didn't see very much sun. Since you were at Humwick, it was very dreary and rainy. And now just being unconscious and now in this, you know, dark dungeon. You come out and it kind of has like almost like Aztec kind of vibes. Most of their bigger buildings are pyramid type structures. Right across from you, like I said, is a battle training grounds, and you don't see too many people over there, but there are a couple that are fighting each other and training. You see a couple of pit masters like barking orders. You guys can't hear anything. I mean, they're gonna talk in Abyssal in their home fucking town. The streets look normal. I mean, it looks like a city that's just deep hidden in the jungle. A lot of things overgrown. There is a lot of construction going on. They are building a lot of new temples right now and new pyramids and buildings. A lot of slaves are walking around. You can see them. They're not dressed as, you know, they don't look horribly beaten and bruised, but they're, you know, they're dressed in rags, carrying things, this and that. No Yuan-Ti are inherently by them or like whipping them as they go. Like I said before, I mean, these slaves, they're like, if you fucking run, like the jungle's gonna get ya. And they kind of use that to their advantage against, you know,
obedience.
Yeah. Well, also, I mean, you guys know, like I told Nadia, I mean, like it's probably 10 to 1. So one Yuan-Ti would have to watch 10 slaves to keep them online. And it's just like easier just to be like, yeah, well, they run, we'll get more. And they'll die. But you instantly kind of duck into the underbrush and get out of sight and start heading off to this temple. You all are keeping relatively quiet. Nadia seems to be very fidgety, looking around, keeping an eye on everything. And on the occasion is like, oh, that building over there is the Yuan-Ti school.
That's right. Just my first kiss.
Just saying things.
Well, I had my first kiss.
Oh. Just saying things here and there. Just saying things here and there of that. She's just not being the quietest. But also, I mean, it is helpful information to know, like, oh, okay, well, we got to kill some younglings. We'll go over there.
That big-ass old pyramid over there, that's head honcho.
Yes.
It's not his name, is it?
No.
Oh. And you make your way, for time's sake, you get to that small little period that Rajas has taken you.
I will say, as I'm walking
to before,
I will whisper to Ishii and say, I'm sorry I attacked you back in that mansion. You understand, right?
Yes. Perfect.
Excellent execution, I think.
And I want to lean over to Riku and be like, how did we become the normal ones?
So we get to the pyramid.
So you get to the pyramid. And you are face to face with that door that you walked in a long time ago, and you stand there looking at it. You remember Rajas used a code?
Yep.
To get in.
Slither. It was
Slither snakes.
Do I see anybody looking at anybody followed us?
No, you were in the brush the whole time, and this is not facing in the city. This is like out into the jungle. It's like, yeah, so I mean, go ahead and roll perception.
Okay. 7.
But definitely at the glance, the quick glance of it, I mean, like, you don't see anybody.
Okay, then I will hit.
I mean, especially with your passive of looking around, like.
Would I remember the 3 bricks?
Would you?
I mean, I wrote down.
Do you?
The pattern, and I do. What do I need to roll?
I believe you rolled to memorize them, and I think you did pretty well.
I did.
So I'll just say, yeah, you. That was the roll to remember. Okay. But what was the
order? It was the middle one, the top one, the bottom one, the top one, the bottom one, the middle one.
Okay. As she taps all of these bricks, and you guys kind of just watch as it's like, we're at the back of the pyramid. Like, we should go in the front, maybe.
I'm just tapping on stones.
And
it's like a phone. You can play Mary Had a Little Lamb.
The stones start to move. And they open up to, again, more underground shit.
Woo!
We're going down.
We were walking through like a jungle type area, right? We were out of the main city.
Yeah.
While we're walking through.
Thank you.
I will take the snake off and let it go into a tree.
Okay.
So it's not trapped in a city, getting told what to do. Guy's just trying to live his life.
As you guys are walking, you did that. You just kind of took him and put him down. It kind of looked at you, and you just kind of like,
let's go.
It kind of hisses back at you and slithers away.
Sayonara.
The best friend I'll ever have.
Okay. And do you guys head down?
Yeah, I'll look at them.
Sure.
You're the leader right now.
Follow me. And I will go down first. Okay. There isn't any traps going down to the main first room.
No, there was not. Yes. Not that you recall. As you go in, the door shuts behind you.
Behind me or all four of us?
All of you. Okay. As you went in, it closes behind you.
Okay.
You remember it closed and coming up, there was a little like stone you pushed on the inside, and it'll open up so you can go to the outside. So you make your way down a long set of stairs that go down, longer than the ones you just came out of from the dungeon.
Steep staircase.
Probably a good 400 or 500 stairs.
Oh my god.
Go all the way down.
Is it worth it?
It comes down, which leads you to a small room that I have another map for.
Secret.
I'll keep your figures off, but you all are in this little room that I put you in. And there is inside that room a pedestal. So there is a tree vines kind of growing on the inside, like a tree root has burst through that
stone wall,
and like you can see the roots coming in and then going back out and down, which surprises you a little bit. I mean, not really, because I mean, you saw how tall the trees were up, so you knew they had to be like some expansive roots, but you guys just went down a good 500-600 feet and these tree roots are still here. You can see a couple of vines going throughout, and also a couple of snake skins are just like down here, or dead snakes are also just kind of down here. Center of the room is a green gem on a pedestal that I have placed a green D4 there to signify that. Nadia, you didn't notice before in this room, but just becoming more observant around the sides of the walls, all along the walls, there are carvings and murals, just like in the other temples and things like that told like Yuan-Ti history and stuff. Give me an intelligence roll real quick.
12.
You don't remember what you're seeing here. All of the Yuan-Ti carvings and stuff on the sides of the walls always showed this city or them taking over or things like that, or searching for power and things like that. Yeah. This one you can't remember. This is, for some reason, this is a human cityscape. Incredibly wealthy looking. You can see that it has faded over time. I mean, this thing, you know, it's not, these murals aren't what they used to be. But you can definitely see the fades of colors. And it looks like a lot of trying to be like gem encrusted buildings and this and that, like a very wealthy human society is what this room is showing around. Also in the small corner of the room, you look and you see an eyeball.
Oh no.
With half of an arrow.
Why did you make it?
Sticking out.
That hurt, you know?
There is a pulled out, almost like with all of the muscle. Ew. With all of the muscles attached to the eyeball, and about half of a small little dart arrow sticking out of it.
I sense a backstory that we don't know about.
Do we recall her ever using dart arrows?
Go ahead and roll intelligence.
Do they see the eyeball? I don't pick it up.
Okay, well, I guess go ahead and roll a perception for all of you around the room.
Yeah, you
keep that. Yeah, keep whatever you rolled for the perception.
That's so awesome.
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Aw.
Ten.
Riku, you're the only one that sees this eyeball arrow.
That's so awesome.
Thing. Nadia doesn't go over. Do you go over to it or anything? Or
nope.
You just noticed it there.
And I look away immediately.
You didn't see it.
He pretended to pull it out.
Yeah, I was like.
I hate this.
Did you make that or Emma?
I did. And Emma. We both.
I honestly hope
that it's
that's not. No, that's not that. That's not how long it is, because right now my eyes are feeling weird.
Oh, it's probably that long.
Ugh.
Goes all the way back to wrapped in the back of your brain.
Your synaptic nerve?
It's where your optic nerve is. It's in the back of your head.
Yep.
Aww. Oh, you gotta hang out.
Somewhere.
To the audience listeners, they made little sculpture of an eyeball with a dart in it.
Sometime. I want to sleep with it in my bed.
To the audience listeners, you know. You understand my pain.
So
I would just be, I would see it. I would just look away immediately. And I would go back to the carvings.
Okay. Again, the carvings are what I described. We're going to take another little break now before starting this little dungeon. Now we're close to the 2-hour mark. So depending on how long, whatever this next part lasts, this might be where this episode ends. And the next episode might begin after, but we'll see.